Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where we have had torrential rain for about 20 minutes that cooled it off. Now it's done, and it's hot again. So we're ready for it up down here in the deep south. My brother Richard is already on the phone today. Dick, how are you today?
Good. Why don't you rain us down with the telephone number?
The telephone number, for anybody that wants to call in, is 347-326-9949. And I want to say this right to begin with, Dick. I have been challenged by someone to say, you never say anything positive about the president. And I am going to break precedent and say something positive right now. I want us both to give a shout out to Barack Hussein Obama, President of the United States, because with him in office, we never lacked material for this show. It's not like, well, what are we going to talk about today? There, you know, things are going pretty well. Man, it's just kind of like, how can we get it all in? Where do we start? What, you know, there's just so many things. And here is what the sad part is. With his days dwindling, 2.5 years. He has a lot to accomplish with his mission, which in my estimation is to undermine the rule of law in the United States and our entire system of government. And things are going to get worse, much worse. And so we're going to have plenty to talk about for quite a while. And my guess is that when this green wall, you know, lets out the material of who is being, you know, monitored and targeted by the NSA from Barack Obama, that either both of us, or at least me, or at least I'll be on the list. I suspect you would be too, and which means you're in good shape there, you know, being with your brother, that's, you know, better than being with dad. All right, listen, we got a bunch of things to talk about, and I want to just kind of touch on something that is going to become a scandal that isn't yet. People are just confused by it, and that is the whole area of all of these unescorted children who have shown up in America. You know, there were like 5,000 last year and the year before, and now there's like 65,000 so far this year. And it's like, how did this happen? Where did this all come from? This is just kind of bizarre and curious, isn't it? Well, not exactly. It seems that the Department of Homeland Security put out a bid for escort service in January, looking for companies that would be able to take children and bring them over. This is something planned by our president to break the system. Can there be anything more cynical than taking trusting children with a backpack away from their parents and just saying, oh, okay, here they are, like those following the Pied Piper? Can you think of anything worse than this? I guess you can, because we're going to talk about things that are worse than this today. But to me, this is just reprehensible that any human being would be so callous as to do this to kids. But there's, you know, Barack Obama will throw anybody under the bus. I mean, we've seen that, you know, just repeatedly, haven't we?
Well, did I hear that maybe Hillary is throwing him under the bus? Fuzzy now, too. So you're right. I mean, it just gets better and better all the time.
It does get better and better all the time. And, you know, I did a little YouTube video clip yesterday. I was out at dinner at my daughter Katie's house, and her fiance is is an actor. So they've changed the way they do acting. You know, when you do a when you read for a part, you used to have to go and sit in front of producers, and they would watch you do it. Now they send video clips of it so that they can see what you look like on the screen, and they, you know, get to pick that way, which is, you know, better for them and better for the actors. So, it was all set up, and I said, you know what, I just want to do this little thing. And what I said was, what are we going to do to recapture our republic? And, we talked about this just a little bit yesterday. I put it up on my Facebook page and Twitter account and on LinkedIn, and I put it on your Facebook page. What are we going to do to recapture our republic and to operate by the rule of law? And I think that the answer, as we talked about just a little bit last week, is to go back to this birth certificate of President Obama. And just, you know, I mean, it's kind of a dead issue as far as, you know, well, he, you know, was not qualified to run. But if you remember, His very first executive order, for which he's become famous, obviously, was to seal all of his records so that no one can take a look at who he is. I said it should be a campaign issue for the 2016 election for someone to say, if I am elected, I will unseal these, all of the stuff about Barack Obama, and if we can unseal it and show who he really is, and that he came in to perpetrate a fraud, then everything that has come from that fraud is fruit of a poison tree and can be abrogated. That's the way to get rid of Obamacare, his appointments to the Supreme Court, appellate court judges, and all of the executive orders that he has done. Sponge this contagion from our existence. And you know how we do it? By following the rule of law and the system that our founders put up to protect us from tyranny and from tyrants like Barack Hussein Obama. Now, if that doesn't get me on the NSA's list, I don't know what the hell will. Do you?
Well, I'm sure there's a few things that you could do would probably get you on there quicker, but this particular one is that I'm sure they're probably talking about it as we're talking now.
Yeah.
But you know they're listening to it.
To use the law to find out who this man is and to use the law to undo all of the unlawful things that he has done, it will work. Someone who is running for president needs to pick this up as an issue. Now, my guess, it isn't going to be Hillary. But somebody can, and we will support the people that do. This is an important thing, and it isn't a witch hunt. is using our Constitution, which Obama swore to uphold and to defend, and he doesn't, because he doesn't believe in it. But we do, and the framers made it so that we could protect ourselves from people like him. It, you know, when you think about it, it makes you very impressed at who Madison and Thomas Jefferson and Washington and all the rest of them were, but particularly Madison and Jefferson. And there are a few others, but, you know, Hamilton. But it's impressive because they envisioned that we would have someone like this.
And well, don't you think, the fact that they were writing this at the same time that they were trying to get away from a tyrant called the king?
Well, they wrote it afterwards.
But I mean, the whole idea is that...
But based on the experience, absolutely based on the tyranny that they've experienced. So it's an important thing. It clearly is an important thing. And, you know, I mean, I don't know where Barack Obama was born. Have no idea. But I do know that the, you know, that birth certificate that's right now, you can go to, you know, whitehouse.gov. It's right there on the front page. And if you pull it down and then go to some of, and you, if you have Photoshop, you can open it up and see that it's layered. Now, you know, when all of this happened about 4 years ago, it's kind of like, well, you know, nobody would be this stupid to put something together that is clearly this ridiculous. But in subsequent years, we've learned just how incompetent this administration really is. I mean, they put this bird doll up there like he's a great hero, and it takes about 14 minutes for people to say, wait a minute, this guy was a deserter. And he thought we would be too stupid, you know, to put it together. It's just one thing after the other. I mean, this is just a continuous cycle of one thing after the other. The, you know, this IRS stuff is just absolutely amazing. Well, the emails are lost to begin with. That, you know, they've known this for several years, and they're just not telling us. And the people that had the contract for backing it up, 2 weeks after the House of Representatives made their initial inquiries into the IRS thing, they canceled the contract so that there wouldn't be any backup. People need to go to jail for this. This is political corruption and obstruction of justice, tampering with evidence. People need to go to jail. I think, you know, it's just beyond the pale of the kind of things that you could even possibly imagine would happen. It's just one thing after the other. And yet at the same time, you know what? The woman who is the lawyer for all of the Tea Party groups that, you know, that have been particularly targeted, you know, including and particularly that one, True the Vote, said that, you know, that she's received 100 emails from IT experts that said there's ways to get this stuff still. There are lots of ways to get it. And you know what? People in the Obama administration are too damn stupid to cover all their tracks. They can't do it because they're incompetent. They think that, oh, well, we'll just smash the hard drive. You know, and, oh, yeah, but we better get that backup thing. We got to get rid of that, too. There's still ways of finding it, and it's, you know, it's just coming out slowly but surely, one thing every day. And, you know, and yet you still don't see them reported on, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, or CNN. They just kind of like this stuff doesn't exist. You know, that Krugman, you know, that is the editor for the New York Times, he put out an editorial the other day that said this is just the bellwether best year for the Obama administration. Honest to God. In the New York Times. It's kind of like, whose world are you living in? You know, everything in the world is falling apart for, you know, for the anointed one, and he is absolutely, you know, boom, 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 you know, being taken left and right by all over the place. And, you know, just wait until the Senate falls to the Republicans. Then he won't, you know, right now, the House of Representatives has the entire burden of kind of keeping him in check. And the House of Representatives represents one half of one-third of the government, the courts being one-third, the executive one-third, and Congress being one-third. They're one half of one-third. Senate, as long as Harry Reid's in there, is going to, you know, just cover for Obama, I mean, come hell or high water. They are. Bad stuff. When you see, what do you think about all this? When you just see it, does it just, like, amaze you?
Well, it kind of makes Watergate like a tinker toy versus what they've gotten themselves into. And it's just every day when I get up and I turn on the news, and yeah, I do watch Fox News, and there's something else. And then the next day, there's something else. There's always something going on. Now, tonight at 7, the IRS commissioner, that they're going to rake over the coals for this whole thing with, like, dumping Lois Lerner's emails. And he lied to them. He said he was going to give them everything back in March. And to me, not telling the truth is lying, isn't it? And he did not tell them the whole truth, saying, I'll give you the emails, but I don't have from 2009 and 2011. They're gone. He never said anything about that. So that's holding back the truth.
And he never, and you know, when asked, he said, I don't apologize for anything. The guy's arrogance is legendary. He actually belongs with the Obama administration, because that kind of arrogance that the president shows and Eric Holder shows and Secretary of State Clinton showed, and here now, you know, she wants to run for president, and she's going to have Benghazi hung around her neck, and she and Clinton have been warring over that, you know, since day one. And now some of the stuff about that's even coming out. She called, evidently, the president about 10 o'clock, and that's where he came up with the story. We're going to blame it on the YouTube video because he didn't want there to be any terrorism on his watch. Forgetting, of course, you know, the shoe bomber or the underwear bomber, whatever they call him, and, you know, what Nadal did at Fort Hood, which he called, you know, workplace violence, where it's Allah Akbar and he opens fire on unarmed people, you know, and yet that isn't terrorism because they just decided it wasn't. I mean, nonsense stuff like that. Obviously,
the election is in a couple of months coming up after 9/11, and he couldn't have all of this thrown into the mix right as he was running for re-election.
Oh, yeah, and Romney, fool that he was, didn't exploit this the way that he should have, and it cost him. So he's not president. We got another 4 years of the anointed one. It's, pretty grim and pretty sad. And yet, those things go on. The EPA regulated things that would absolutely decimate the coal industry, and the coal industry took them to court. Supreme Court said, well, the EPA does not have the authority to do some of the things that they've done. So this is a major setback for the Obama agenda. And that just happened today. So, I mean, it's just this, that, and the other. The Benghazi stuff is going to heat back up for sure, because one thing that Trey Gowdy, is having the select committee on it has been able to do is to keep everything quiet while they're doing their investigation. But there will be some bombshells about this for sure. Now, there's a couple of other things of interest, and, involving. Go ahead.
Here's what else we're positive about. We're positive that Trey is going to go after the Anointed One.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely for sure. And evidently, Hillary Clinton's health is not nearly as good as, they're trying to keep this a secret, that, that she has some serious heart problems that really should disqualify her as a 70-year-old woman, for even running for office. But, they will do their best to, to keep that secret. But, coming in a presidential race, I don't think that's going to be easy to do. And now, the Clintons and the
question. Because I personally, I don't think Hillary's going to run. I think that she has backed herself into a corner. But who in the Democratic Party could run? And please, 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 don't tell me Joe Biden, because I just can't take that.
He certainly would be a potential, and they also want this, the Indian from Massachusetts to run, Elizabeth Warren. She has a year in the Senate. That makes her qualified to be president for, doesn't it? Ha ha ha.
You got one in there right now, right?
There are quite a few people pushing her, to even try and do it even as we speak. We'll see. We'll see what's happening. So far, her tour with this book has been a monumental flop. They've sold something like 80,000 copies or some very small number like that, which means that the $14 million Simon and Schuster gave her is upfront money. They're never going to retrieve. That's a big hit.
Yeah,
that's a big, big, big hit. And but the Clintons need it, because they're broke and poor, and you got to feel sorry for them, because they don't make nearly as much money as anybody else, according to Hillary.
Well, they pay their taxes like the normal people, rather than the real rich people that find ways to hide it. Though the Clintons, I heard that report today too, have found numerous ways of hiding and not paying taxes on different aspects of their income.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise. Now, I want to get back to my little idea with this that I did with this little video clip. Do you think that has merit when I just said it? What was your impression about that? That, by opening up his documents, making the next president, say, well, as a campaign issue, if I'm elected, I'm going to open up Barack Obama's documents. And if they do, all of this stuff is going to come out, and he took money as a foreign student from Indonesia.
He applied, so
he either is Indonesian, and he did that truthfully, or you know, or he wasn't born in Hawaii like he said he was. And so one way or the other, you know, he's a liar. He was not constitutionally qualified to run to begin with, and he fraudulently entered the race, then, you know, I absolutely firmly believe that you can take this, what he's done to court, and say that everything that he has done is based on this original fraud and should be null and void. And, you know, things will start following like dominoes, and we'll have our nation back. Sweet. Now, what that means is you can't elect Hillary Clinton because she wouldn't do it. And you have to have a Republican Senate along with the House of Representatives, you know, to push these things through. So all of this means that, you know, if you're in North Carolina or Georgia or Mississippi or Arkansas or Louisiana, Kentucky, Iowa, Montana, Colorado, Michigan, and Minnesota, and Alaska. Those are the places that you've got to, if you live there, you've got to vote for the Republican, because we have to have control of the Senate in order to save our nation. I think it's that important. And, you know, we're going to talk about this at least some every week, because, you know, it's just an idea, but an idea has to take root. And if it does and gains a little momentum, then some good stuff can happen. You know, some candidate will see something and say, well, you know, maybe there is something there. Or not say anything about it and then just do it. Either way would be fine. But unsealing who Obama is still remains the best option to counteract all of the mischief that he has created, from Benghazi to, you know, Bird Dog to, you know, Fast and Furious to, you know, the NSA spying, the, you know, and all of the things that he's done. I mean, you know, just enumerating them, the VA, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. Just, and there's so many going on at once. And in a sense, you get kind of numb to it.
Didn't I hear that there's a state now that is trying to promote to impeach him? For some reason, I thought it might be Arizona, or, of course, one of these states that probably has all of these kids being thrown onto them.
I think it's South Dakota.
Oh well, I don't really care which state, but wherever it is,
I don't either. But you know what? If you watch the World Cup soccer thing last night, I mean, we had it in the bag until the last 5 seconds when Portugal tied it. I think that in this analogy, what we're talking about is us being Portugal, and at the last second, pulling our nation out of the fire of going down the tubes in destruction at the hands of Barack Hussein Obama. I really do. Now, you know, we're out of time, and, you know, this has been a really kind of good thing. We're solidly in the middle of a bunch of stuff, and we absolutely need to just keep pursuing this vigorously, because it's so important that we leave our nation in good hands for our grandchildren. And, you know, and you've got a new one here just in the last week. So let me say, Grandpa,
and don't forget
good for you.
To all of the NSA guys that are listening to the show, too.
Yeah, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.